الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافعي المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين. وآله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، نكمل إن شاء الله ما كنا قد بدأنا به في الأمس حول الكلام عن آداب المساجد. We continue إن شاء الله what we began speaking about yesterday of the etiquette of the masajid. كنا انتهينا من ثلاث آداب. We have finished yesterday speaking about three of these etiquettes. قلنا أنه يبدأ أولا إذا خرج من بيته يخرج متطهرا. إذا خرج قاصدا المسجد يخرج متطهرا. When he comes out of his house going to the masjid, he comes out in complete purification. يعني he is having his wudu. والأمر الثاني قلنا أنه يأتي بالدعاء الذي يكون في الطريق إلى المسجد. And we said that there is a specific دعاء that he needs to say when he comes on the way from the house to the masjid, the house or from the office to the masjid. وأيضا قلنا بأنه أو سقط سهوا أن نذكر به أنه يكره له أن يشبك بين أصابعه وهو يمشي في الطريق إلى المسجد. كذلك إذا أتى المسجد فجلس فيه حتى تنتهي الصلاة. I would say that it is a makruh or a dislike for him when he comes to the masjid from the time he leaves his house until he prays the obligatory prayer that he is coming for. It's not permissible to join between fingers, naam, of his hands, naam, until the salah is finished, the obligatory salah is finished. From the things that we mentioned is that on the way to the masjid, he needs also to practice some other etiquettes, like of giving salam to the Muslims, smiling at the faces of the Muslims, and enjoining the good and warning against the evil whenever there is kind of thing on the way, and to keep himself busy by the dhikr, tasbih, istighfar, tahleel, takbir, la ilaha, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar, and the like. His or his right foot, his right foot. ويأتي بذكر الدخول. And then he may say the ritual or the dhikr, the remembrance of entering the masajid. وذكرنا عدد من ذلك, and we mentioned number of them yesterday. وقلنا بأنه في طريقه إلى المسجد وفي دخوله إلى المسجد وفي مكثه ولبته في المسجد ينبغي عليه أن ينبغي أن تضع عليه السكينة والوقار. On the way to the masjid, while entering the masjid, while sitting waiting for the prayer to start, he must be يعني in tranquility, and يعني he must be calm. He must not be so يعني and يعني so hurry to do the rituals and leave. نعم. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وأنت في صلاة منتظرت الصلاة. You are considered in a prayer, involved in a prayer as long as you are waiting in the masjid for the prayer. As long as this is the reason why you are staying in the masjid, then you are given a reward of somebody who is in the prayer. نعم. Like if you are doing the prayers. نعم. من أيضا الآداب التي تكلمنا عليها بالأمس from the articles that we mentioned yesterday is that when one enters the masjid, he should not sit down until he prays two rak'ah. It is called tahiyyat al-masjid, the greeting of the masjid. نعم. هذه عتان الرك'عتان, these two rak'ahs, got to be fulfilled any time you enter the masjid, even at the times where it is where the prayer is forbidden. Because you have times that the prayer is forbidden, like is after Fajr until the sun rises, from the zenith time when the sun is at the middle of the heavens until the objects have a shade, right? A shadow. And after Asr until the sun sets. Naam. So even at these times, the two rak'ah greeting of the masjid must be done. Whenever you enter the masjid, alaykum salam. Naam. And here I add something, yani maybe not seen in all the masjid, but in many masjid here in the West, it can have the same ruling. The toilets, although they are somehow inside the masjid, but they are considered to be outside the masjid. And if someone come and pray, for example, Dhuhr, and then he needed to go to the toilet, he went to the toilet, and then perform the Dhuhr, and he came back, he cannot sit down. He still needs to do two rak'ah. Because he is considered coming from outside. Because the toilet cannot be part of the masjid, meaning and having the same ruling as the masjid. By other meaning, the toilet is a place, even if it is crowded, you still cannot pray in. And these offices, and although there are offices or classrooms, but whenever the mosque is crowded, you still can open the door and extend the roads. Right? But toilet you cannot. Toilet you cannot. So the toilet is something out of the masjid. Out of the masjid. So anybody goes to the toilet and performs wudu and comes back, he has to pray to rak'ah. Tahiyyat al-masjid. Naam? أيضا إذا جاء المصلي إلى المسجد فينبغي أن يتخذ له سترة from the يعني من الآداب أيضا from the etiquette of the masjid is that when you come to the masjid you will have to have a burial, a سترة to protect your prayer كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وليس هذا يعني بالضرورة أنه الناس يعني it's not necessarily to be from people, لأن بعض الناس يقول لكن ما يوجد أحد يعبر من أمامي. Some say there are no people crossing me, so they say يعني they can break my salah. يقول لا ليش الأمر كذلك. We say no, it's not like that. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي سعيد الخدري عند البخاري ومسلم. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says عند حديث أبو سعيد الخدري إن بخاري المسلم إذا صلى أحدكم إلى شيء يستره من الناس فأراد أحد أن يجتاز بين يديه فليدفعه فإن أبى فليقاتله فإنما هو شيطان. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us that whenever one of you is praying to a sutra, to anything that can be used as a sutra, and there is somebody who is willing to cross between him and the sutra, then let him to push him away. But if that one who wants to cross is still insisting, you also can fight him, meaning you can push him away. Push him away. As the Prophet ﷺ said that he is really shaitan. As the Prophet ﷺ does not mean that this person is a shaitan, as meaning that he's jinn, but it means that he's driven by the shaitan. He's driven by the shaitan to do this, to abuse his brother. Also, as in the hadith of Abi Juhaym al-Harith ibn al-Summa, in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, he قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said as in this hadith of Abu Juhaym al-Harith ibn al-Summa, in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, لو يعلم المار بين يدي المصلي ماذا عليه لكان أن يقف أربعين خيرا له من أن يمر بين يديه. قال أبو النضر أحد الرواة, لا أدري أقال أربعين يوما أو شهرا أو سنة. يعني the Prophet ﷺ says that if the person who wants to cross in front of somebody who is praying, if he knows what sort of punishment going to fall on him for this, he would then it would then be better for him to wait for this person who's praying for 40 than to cross in front of him. One of the narrators said, I did not know whether he said, meaning the Sahabi, 40 days, 40 months, 40 years, and let's say, and consider it 40 hours, 40 minutes. Is it something written? When you are told to wait 40 minutes, standing, it's not something easy. Now, it's so better to wait for 2-3 minutes until your brother finishes prayer. نعم. وهذا لا فرق بين أن يكون في المسجد الحرام أو أي مسجد آخر أو المسجد النبوي أو أي مسجد آخر. And there is no difference between that it is in المسجد الحرام or المسجد النبوي or any other مسجد. سترة لازمة حتى في المسجد الحرام والمسجد النبوي على القول الصحيح. It is obligatory to have your سترة whether you are in المسجد الحرام or المسجد النبوي, as per the proper opinion of the scholars, Allahu A'lam. Now, even children, the Prophet ﷺ one day was praying and a goat came to cross in front of him. Isa ﷺ walked towards the wall. He stick to the wall and let the goat go behind him. Now, so you have to protect your salah. You have to protect your salah. Now, Allah Allah. خامس, fifth. إذا جاء المسجد وأذن المؤذن ليس له الحق أن يخرج من المسجد. If the person comes to the masjid and the adhan is raised, after the adhan is raised, he has no right to leave the masjid. اللهم إلا أن يخرج إلى دورة المياه ليجدد وضوءه ويرجع. أو خرج إلى السيارة ليحضر مثلا قطرته أو يحضر جواله. لا بأس. لكن أن ينصرف ويترك المسجد لأنه لا يريد الصلاة وراء الإمام أو لا يريد على غلط. لو أردت ذلك لكان قبل أن يؤذن. If somebody comes to the masjid before the adhan and the adhan is raised, he cannot leave the masjid for whatsoever reason, except and if he is going to go make wudu, come back, going to the car to bring his coat or head cover or mobile phone he forgot in the car, no problem. But to leave to another masjid because you don't like to pray behind the scene, or even whatsoever, to leave to other masjid, even if there is a lecture in the other masjid, pray and then go to the lecture. Now, come again. تعب الحديث عند مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. نعم قال لا نعم لما قال عن أبي الشعثاء قال كنا قعودا في المسجد مع أبي هريرة. أبو الشعثاء one of the companions of Abu Huraira, he said we were sitting in the masjid with Abu Huraira when the muadhin called for the adhan. Then a man stood and started walking. فاتبعه أبو هريرة فأتبعه أبو هريرة بصرة حتى خرج من المسجد. فقال أبو هريرة أما هذا فقد عصى أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو هريرة chased him up until he left the masjid. Now, and when he left the masjid, Abu Huraira said to the Sahaba, as for this man, he disobeyed Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بأنه لا يجوز لأحد أن يخرج بعد أن سمع المؤذن بعد أن أذن. Sadisan, the sixth is that from the etiquette of Salah, of Masajid, sorry, that when you come late to the masjid, you do not cause disturbance. Some people come to the masjid raising their voices and to make the imam understand that there are some people coming. That's wrong. You come and touch whatever prayer, part of the prayer you could. Other than that, you will make up after Salah. نعم. وكذلك يوم الجمعة البعض يأتي متأخر ويريد إلا يكون الباب بالمؤخرة ويريد إلا أن يتقدم ويصلي بالصف الأولى حتى الصف العادية. Some people come on Friday and even in the regular prayers, they come late. And the gate might be at the back of the masjid. So he starts jumping over the people to come to the front rows. That is wrong and that's haram. لما رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا كما في الحديث عند أبي داود والنسائي وابن ماجه وأحمد المسند. نعم لما رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا يتخطى رقاب الناس والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب قال له اجلس فقد آذيت وآنيت آنيت وآذيت. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to this man who came late and started jumping over shoulders of the people and the Prophet giving the khutbah, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, sit down as you are, then late, and you harm the people, you bother the people. نعم فعلى الإنسان أن يبكر بالمسجد. From the adab, from the manners of the masjid is to come in. نعم نعم holding a place for somebody who's not sitting in that place, this is not correct. And it is not accepted in Sharia. If you were sitting there, and for some reason you wanted to, you had to go, for example, to the toilet, because you feel that you need to make your wudu again, then yes, whether you leave something or you tell the person next to you that please keep the place for me, I'm going to the toilet and coming back, then this is no problem, and it is your right. When you come and find someone sat down there, you say to him, okay, I'm sorry, you have to leave, this is my place. And he has to obey. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that the first one has more right. But to come early for work in the masjid, and you want to keep a place for you, so you put a rug, this is not correct.
What if you come early? No, in person, work. come early to come to the front door.
Okay.
And then someone asks you to do something. For the last year, for yourself.
Alaykum as-salam. Before you take your place, before you take your seat?
You come to take your seat, maybe you're in the middle of something.
Right.
And someone asks you, and you come into this country, or you need a volunteer to do something. And then...
It is as when you go to the toilet, alaykum as-salam. Same thing, because you already sat and you took place. Someone come and ask you to do something for the benefit of the masjid, or even for yani, helping him or something. Then no problem, you put something to show that this place is reserved for someone, and you go do whatever you have to do and come back. Now, بالأمس تكلمنا على مسألة أكل البصل والثوم وما إلى ذلك. We yesterday spoke about eating smelly food like onion and garlic and coming to the masjid. We said that this is forbidden in Sharia of Islam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث حديث جابر بن عبد الله عند البخاري ومسلم. Isa Salam said as in the hadith of Jabir, as in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, من أكل ثوما أو بصلا فليعتزلنا أو ليعتزل مسجدنا ليقعد في بيته. Isa Salam said, whoever eats onion or garlic, then let him to abandon us or abandon our masjid. Let him to sit in his house. هل هذا إذن is this a permission for him to stay home? لا هذه عقوبة, it's a punishment لأنه لن يحصل على أجر الصلاة في المسجد واحد. He's not going to receive the same reward of praying in the masjid. That's number one. Number one punishment. أنه سيأخذ هذا بالنسبة للرجال. This is for men. وإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول صلاة الرجل في بيته وسوقي على النصف من صلاتي من المسجد. He saw Salim said the prayer of a man in his house or in his place of work in the market is half of the reward of him praying in the masjid. Now half of the reward of him praying in the masjid. So when he prays in the house, it's a kind of punishment because he's going to lose half of the reward. Now, second thing, people will know that yani this person has yani he does not come to the masjid. He might have there's something wrong, or his iman becoming weak, or and it is a punishment because it's now him being treated like his wife, like his daughter, because they are the ones, the women are the ones who their prayers in the house better than it in the masjid. For him, it is not even better or not better. It is forbidden for him to come. It's makruh, sorry. It is forbidden for him to come to the masjid and makruh at the same time. And if he comes to the masjid with this smell, he'll be in sin. What if it is alaykum salam? Now onion and garlic, something and it's smelly, but will use bad smell, but it is good for health. One point. The other is that it is permissible food to eat. Now it's halal food to eat. What about those who smoke cigarettes, which is haram, and gives bad smell? And he comes to the masjid too. That's even worse than eating onion and garlic. Now, so we have to take care of this family. What people? Of course, this is from Tawheed, from the Fadl Aqeedah. Because Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, said, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا مَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْ صَلَاةِ الْجَمَاعَةِ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ معلوم النفاق, معلوم النفاق. He said that at our time we would consider that no one would abandon the jama'ah in the masjid except the hypocrite, who is well known as a hypocrite. So this is from the tawheed to yani keep away from people thinking that you are this ummah. So you probably better, or you definitely better not to eat these things which will not allow you to come to the masjid. Now, Allah. Worse than that, when you bring this food to the masjid, when you bring this food to the masjid, smelly or any bad smell, or, كما في الحديث حديث أبي ذر الغفاري عند مسلم, هذا الحديث أبي ذر الغفاري عند صحيح مسلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد عرضت علي أعمال أمتي حسنها وسيئها. He said all the deeds, the good deeds and the bad deeds of my ummah were offered to me. فوجدت في محاسن أعمالها الأذى يماط عن الطريق. He said that I found one of the good deeds of my ummah, that the harmful object which is found on the way of the people is removed. The Muslim come and remove. نعم, allow good access for people. نعم, ووجدت في مساوي أعمالها النخاعة تكون في المسجد لا تدفن. He said, and I found the worst, يعني one of the worst deeds of my of this ummah, and I found the worst deed of this ummah, the flesh or the sputum being found in the masjid and not clean. Now, so it is as I said, and cleaning the masjid, as we said yesterday, is something very important and valuable, and high reward is given for it. It is the Hur al-Ain, the Mar of Hur al-Ain, and it is with it you can guarantee a house in the Jannah, as we mentioned the hadith yesterday. So to come and cause the masjid dirt, that is bad, you know, that is bad. Now, from the manner, from the etiquette of the masjid also, is to avoid the masjid anything that is not, is supposed to be done in the masjid, the like of business transactions. It's not in the masjid, even if it is for the purpose of da'wah, purpose. For example, we want to design a website for the masjid, right? And we ask Brother Faisal, who is a designer, to come, and we want to negotiate. So I come to the masjid and we start negotiating. Now, how much you take? Now, this is okay, take the money. This is not good in the masjid. Even if it is for the da'wah, it should be, this is business, it should be outside the masjid. Now, And also, if someone lost anything of his property, he should not come and stand in the masjid asking the people, anybody have seen my watch? It looks like this. Anybody seen my wallet? This is not correct. This is not correct. The Prophet ﷺ said to us, as in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi, on the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, authenticated by Albani, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُم مَن يَبِيعَ أَوْ يَبْتَاعَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَقُولُوا لَا أَرْبَحَ اللَّهُ تِجَارَكُمْ. Whenever you see somebody buying or selling in the masjid, say supplicate, and say in front of supplication, may Allah not to turn your transaction to success or grant your transaction success. Now, وإذا رأيتم من ينشد فيه ضالة فقولوا لا رد الله عليك ضالة. And whenever you see someone someone asking people of what he lost, of what he lost in the masjid, yani he's asking people in the masjid for what he lost of his own property, then say to them, may Allah not return it to you. Naam, may Allah return it not to you. Naam? Naam, naam, tishmi'a ulalik. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فقولوا يعني كلهم لو كلهم قالوا سيسمع ولا بد أن يسمع لأن هذا ردع. He must hear it because it's a kind of يعني it's a way to stop him from doing that. نعم. من الأمور التي تكون في المسجد حلق العلم. حلق العلم أفضل ما تكون حلق العلم في المساجد أفضل من الجامعات ومن المدارس. The circles of knowledge, the best place for it is the masajid, better than the universities, better than the schools, the masajid. لما جاء في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه الذي رواه مسلم وابن داود وغيرهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there will never be a group of people gathered in one of the houses of Allah, meaning the masajid, نعم, for the purpose of learning about the book of Allah. عندما نقول يتدارسون كتاب الله يتلون كتاب الله يتدارسونه بينهم لا يعني هذا أنه فقط حلق القرآن. لا, لأن كتاب الله أنزل ليتلى ليقرأ وأيضا ليفهم وليعمل به وليتدبر. نعم, فأيا من هذه يناله الأجر. فالمهم أنه يتدارس هذا العلم الذي جاء به القرآن الكريم. So it is not necessarily to be the circles of reciting Quran or how to recite the Quran, but any circle of knowledge, because whatsoever knowledge of Islam must come from the Quran أو the Sunnah, which both are revelation. نعم. والأجر المترتب عليها, and the reward is which is given for it is كما تسمعون نزلت عليهم السكينة. Tranquility will be sent upon them. Calmness. So they won't be worried or nervous. وغشيتهم الرحمة. غشيتهم من الغشاوة, من الغشاء. والغشاء هو الغطاء. الغشاء في المسجد خصوصا, أنه قال في بيتي من بيوت الله, بيتي وبيتك وبيت الشيخ ليس من بيوت الله. نعم, قال في بيتي من بيوت الله, لازم يكون في المسجد. نعم, قالوا وغشيتهم الرحمة. غشية تعني غطى, غطى. غشية means to cover. Cover. نعم. الله عز وجل وغشيهم الموج. The wave has covered them. نعم. وحفتهم الملائكة. الحف يعني أن تحيطهم من الحافة من الطرف. حيط بهم. عليكم السلام. And the angels will surround them. The angels will surround them. لماذا تحفظ الملائكة؟ Why the angels surround them? Not that one. Huh? For protection from what? That's good. That's from what? Protection from what? From the desires. Okay. يعني. But from one man's thing, huh?
Of himself.
How? من الشياطين. Because the shayateen would never like any gathering of seeking knowledge. Because seeking knowledge means spreading the light. Shayateen are of darkness. And they only hunt in the dark, not in the light. Now? So, they don't want this knowledge to be spread. That's why the angel comes around this circle of knowledge. So the shaitan cannot come to tell so-and-so, Akhi, leave this place. There is something better. There, and you will see the people remaining now. وَذَكَرَهُمْ وَهَذَا أَهَمْ فَضْلْ مِنْ فُضْلُ مِنْ فَضَائِلْ من لا ينقل أي كلام أي كلام لا ما ليس المقصود لأن كلام الحلقة خير هم لا ينقلون الخير أصلا يعني هم أصلا لو سمعوه ما ينقلون لأنه خير وهدى ونور ما يريدون ينقلونه نعم أي الشياطين ينسوا الجن الشياطين ينسوا نعم وذكرهم الله بمن عنده هذا أهم فضل من فضائل الجلوس لحلق الأنف في المساجد عن الله تعالى will mention them by their names before the angels and this is the best merit the best reward you ever get الله جل جلاله يذكرك باسمك وجاء في الحديث الآخر أنه يقال لهم في آخر المجلس قوموا مغفورا لكم انصرفوا مغفورا لكم عن الأذر حديث بروسة صلى الله عليه وسلم at the end of the circle of knowledge Allah would say to them you go your, all of your sins are forgiven تقول الملائكة يا الله يا ربنا إن فيهم عدك فلان ليس منهم إنما جاء لحاجه يقول أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جنسهم The angels would say then Oh our Lord that a so-and-so is not from them he's not a student of knowledge he just came for any other reason and he said so he's not a regular student of knowledge that I have forgiven them all as these type of people, the students of knowledge, are people whoever sits to them would never be sad. Would never be sad. And alhamdulillah. And bringing the khair to you only, but even to the others who know you or come close to you. And subhanAllah. ينبغي أيضا التنبيه عليه في هذا الباب هو كراهية يعني التحلق للعلم قبل صلاة الجمعة يوم الجمعة. It is disliked or it is forbidden that circle of knowledge to be conducted before صلاة الجمعة on the day of الجمعة. كما جاء في الحداود من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الحلق أو التحلق قبل صلاة الجمعة قبل صلاة يوم الجمعة Ibn Umar saying that the Prophet warned against having circles of knowledge before Salat al-Jum'ah, meaning in the masjid. لكن إذا كان في غير المسجد لا حرج. والأولى تركه حتى خارج المسجد حتى تتفرغ النفوس والقلوب وتتهيأ لطلب العلم، ما تكون مشغولة ولا متعبة، نعم، في التهيئة لما يلقى عليها في الخطبة خطبة الجمعة. And even يعني when it is outside some of our العلم said it's permissible to يعني conduct a circle of knowledge outside the masjid, but we say it is not advisable because people need to be free on Friday, so their minds are not busy with anything else. So they just come to the Jum'ah and hear the khutbah. Because if they had a dars before that, a lecture before that, their minds would be busy trying to memorize something, trying to remember what's been said. But when they come having no class before Jum'ah and they approach the Jum'ah, they will be listening to the khatib of the Jum'ah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. How much time left for Omar? 15. Only? Right. We'll take another 5 minutes and then we'll let you refresh, inshallah. No. نأخذ جانب من أحكام النساء في المسجد. نعم. We take something of the rulings of women coming to the masjid. نعم. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في حديث أم سلمة المخرج عند أحمد وغيره بسند صحيح الألباني. أم سلمة said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said خير مساجد النساء قعر بيوتهن. قعر بيوتهن، القعر هو العمق، يعني أبعد ما يكون من الطريق، أبعد ما يكون من الطريق. It says here the best masajid of the women for the women is the depth of their houses, depth of their houses, يعني as far as it is from the house gate or house door, and far inside. نعم. وجاء في حديث أيضا رواه الإمام أحمد وحسنه الألباني قال صلاتكن في بيوتكن أفضل من صلاتكن في حجركن، وصلاتكن في حجركن أفضل من صلاتكن في دوركن، وصلاتكن في دوركن أفضل من صلاتكن في مسجد الجماعة. رتب الأفضليات للنساء، رتب الأفضليات للنساء. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the woman your prayer in your بيوت here means like the bedroom itself, the bedroom itself, where very little number of people can get in. It's not allowed for anybody to come to the bedroom of the person, even يعني from amongst the family. It's not allowed for anyone, for everyone to come to the bedroom. نعم. And then he said وصلاتكن نعم صلاتكن في بيتكن أو وصلاتكن في حجركن. الحجر جمع حجرة وهي الغرف، قد تكون غرف طائفة غرف كذا يعني أو تكون قريبة على الدار. He said and to pray in your rooms and other than the bedroom would be better than praying in the what he called it door. الدور يعني قد يكون مثل الصالة التي قريب الباب، it's like the hall of the house which is near the gate, near the door. وصلاتكن في دوركن أفضل من صلاتكن في مسجد الجماعة. And when you pray in your house, even if it is in the hall of your house, next to the door, it's still better than coming to the masjid. It's still better than coming to the masjid. That is for the woman. Yeah? الفيروز بادي صاحب كتاب عن المعبود يقول ووجه كون صلاتهن في البيوت أفضل للأمن من الفتنة ويتأكد ذلك بعد وجود ما أحدث النساء من التبرج والزينة. He said the reason why their prayer in their homes better than praying in the masjid is that it is yani away from the fitna. And he then said, and it become more affirmed, more assured, since the woman started coming out in tabarruj way. Tabarruj way means they show some of their, they expose some of their body parts, like the face, some hands, like that. Wazina, and they bring the their beauty, they expose their beauty to the men. لكن إذا أرادت المرأة أن تأتي للجماعة بالمسجد فلا يجوز لزوجها أن يمنعها. But whenever she wants to come to the masjid for prayer, her husband or her father or her wali who is responsible over her have no right to stop her coming. نعم إلا إذا كانت تخرج بفتنة. Except when she comes out in a fitna way that causes fitna to the men. أو أن في خروجها ضرر على الأولاد وعلى الأهل. Or if in her exiting the house, there is harm to the children, to the family. Then we say it has to be banned. He has the right to stop it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند مسلم لا تمنع إماء الله مساجد الله. وفي رواية الإمام أحمد وغير صححه الألباني لا تمنع إماء الله مساجد الله المساجد وبيوتهن خير لهم. صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not prevent the female slaves of Allah from coming to the masajid of Allah. And then in the other hadith which is reported by Ahmad and authenticated by Albani, he saw Salam said, and their houses is better for them. Their homes better for them. Yani in the reward. They want the reward, the houses are better. The houses better for them. ممكن ناخذ اسئله من او من عند النساء. We may take some questions until Maghrib comes. And if the sisters have any questions, they also can write them down. يعني هل لها ان تاتي الى المسجد ولا حائض؟ هنا خلاف بين اهل العلم هل المراه الحائض ان تدخل المسجد او لا. The brother is asking about the woman who is in menses, is she allowed to come to the masjid and sit in the masjid? There is different opinions amongst the scholars about this issue. Is the woman allowed to come to the masjid in the period of menses? نقول الأولى أن لا تحضر لكن الأظهر أنه لا يمنع من ذلك. لا يمنع عليكم السلام لعدم وجود الحديث الصحيح الصريح. لعدم وجود الحديث الصحيح الصريح. نعم هم يقولون أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأم عطية أو أم عطية تقول عن صلاة العيد وأمرنا أن نخرج الحيض والعواتق ولباس الخدوم، وأمرت الحيض أن يعتزلن المصلى، اعتزلنا المصلى ويشهد دعوة الخير. لكن هذا يعني أننا اعتزلنا الصفوف ما يقطعنا الصفوف. Some say that it is not permissible because of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Umm Atiyah said that he commanded the woman to come out for the Eid prayer, but he commanded he commanded them to avoid the musalla. The musalla here means where يعني the rows of the women, so they do not sit يعني in the row to break the row. That's not correct. So they have to go back and sit in a place there. Nah. Wallahu a'lam. Ah, na'am, akhi. This is the question from the sister side. Can you explain the hadith about a woman performing herself and coming to masjid? Does this include makeup if she does not wear niqab? Wallahi, yani she puts makeup to come to the masjid for what? Is it a party? It's not a party. And when the woman comes to the masjid, she is coming either to worship Allah by praying, or she worships Allah by seeking knowledge. And for both reasons and purposes, she does not need to put makeup or wear perfume. She is coming to seek knowledge, and that's it. Or she comes to pray, and that's it. Therefore, we say, no, it is not allowed for her to come and make up or wearing perfume. But I don't know what hadith you sister talking about when you say the hadith about a woman perfuming. Ah, okay, perfuming. I said preparing. Perfuming herself. Yeah, you're right. Perfume is not allowed, which means the smell. Smell. And also, makeup is not allowed when she does not wear niqab, when she does not wear face cover. And to me, it is not allowed for her to come out of the house without face cover. It is يعني haram in sin. As we yesterday brought to you around 26 explanations of the ayah, from 26 No, from more than 30 scholars of tafsir, including Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud, Umm Salama, from amongst the Sahaba, that it is not that the woman commanded to cover their faces when they go out of their homes. And we here have the men, and everyone knows that the most attractive part of the body is the face. So, how come we tell her, cover your hair, but don't cover your face? Cover your feet, but don't cover your face. That's correct. And if the Sahaba, as they say that the Sahaba woman did not use to cover, no, that's not correct. If the Sahaba woman did not use to cover, why the Prophet ﷺ would say, if one of you propose a woman for marriage, tell him then to look to her face. So she is always in the street, uncovered. He can see her خلاص normal. He does not need to have a sitting and ask the father, I want to see the face of your daughter, so I marry or not. No? No, no.
What is the greatest reason that men find
The Prophet ﷺ was asked this question, and he said, when the man said, أي الذنب أعظم؟ قال أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلق. To sit as a partner along with Allah, while He is the only one who created you. والله عز وجل يقول في سورة لقمان: يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Give me more explanation because there's nothing.
Anxiety, meaning not knowing what to do. All the time thinking of the worst one. No peace, you know, they won't say. Where does that come from? Is that from ourselves or is that from the
Shaitan? والله يعني لا مو قنوت هو يقصد تشوش يعني ليس you mean that you, nah? It is يعني to be just even with the shaitan, it is from both sides. When the man has less remembrance of Allah, of course he is going to be a factor of insight. As Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ نعم. So when the person remembers Allah, he would of course have the sanity and have the settling and Allah alam. Salah?
No, I don't have the criticism of him.
Oh, kathir. So you don't break? You want some break to go and perform wudu? لا أنا لهم هم أنا جاهز انتظر إلى أن يؤذن. نعم لا هو المقصود أنها تغطي وجهها إلى الحد الذي يعني تحتاجه للضرورة يعني مثلا تريد أن ترى الطبيب يعني قالوا عين واحد جاء في رواية ذكرنا أيضا عينين تنظر بعينيها كلتا عينيها لأنه لو كان نظرها ضعيف عين واحدة قد لا يعني تؤذيها فلو كان اتصلت على نعم إن شاء الله فلو كان نظرت إلى يعني إذا أبرزت عينا واحدة أفضل وإن أبرزت فقط العينين فلا حرج في ذلك. The brother asked يعني yesterday we mentioned lots of adilla about woman has to cover her face and in this adilla we mentioned many sayings of the salaf that she can have one eye uncovered or exposed. I said that يعني it's not يعني to mean that one eye only to be exposed but because the necessity she needs to see the road the way يعني اليوم نساؤنا في بلدنا ما يخرجنا ولا عين ويرين الطريق انه جعلوا الان قماش يعني هو خفيف يمكنها من الرؤية ولا احد يرى عينيها. And today in our country, our women started having somehow of niqab that covers the whole face. And they have lower one which exposes the eyes. And then the full on it, over it, another one which allows them to see the road, the way, but people cannot see their eyes. Or any.
Thank you.
طيب between هذا الإقامة we just take this question.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن
محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
No one notified me that I made a mistake. The time was supposed to be for حلية طالب العلم.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, here's a question from a sister saying that what if, طبعا she said you are, but not me, she. What if the sister, you know what? And she's talking about Mensa. What if the sister coming to the masjid to seek ilm, but on Mensa? I said that there are different opinions of the scholars, but what the opinion that I found more stronger than the other is the saying that the woman can still get to the masjid with menses for a reason or for no reason, as long as she is, she is handling it well, so she's not going to cause any damages to the masjid with the blood or like that. Then, inshallah, no problem. They're saying that it is she is impure. And she cannot come to the masjid. This is very weak opinion to my understanding, because the Prophet ﷺ told Aisha in Hajj, he said to her, do everything that the Hajj can do, except that you don't make tawaf around the Kaaba and you don't pray. Right? The Hajjaj in the Masjid al Haram only do tawaf? They come and sit. They come and, they just come. They can come, they can. He did not, and he could have said to her, but don't get into the masjid. Finish, easy, period. When he said, don't come to the masjid, don't get into the masjid, it means for tawaf, for salah, for whatsoever, you cannot get in. But he mentioned two particular ibadah that requires tahara. Why? Why he would mention these two? While if he said, don't get into the masjid, will prevent her from these two as well. Because not everything permissible for her and the menses. So getting into the masjid, I have no problem with that. Allahu A'lam. Wow. Okay. Good question. When it is permissible for men not to come to the masjid, it is only when it is raining heavily. and the imam, the muaddin, if the muaddin calls the adhan outside, but like here, they didn't call the adhan outside. So the muaddin would say in his adhan, as-salatu fi rihal, to let the people know that the prayer should be homes, where you are. So don't come out. But today, and I don't know, here maybe, but in our country, it's almost everyone has a car. So it is easy for people to come to the masjid. And the masjid today, not like those days. Today is, yani, roof concreted, and, yani, alhamdulillah, no harm on them. But if, for example, it happened that they cannot come, or they're gonna be suffering of the rain, heavy rain, then yes, they pray home. Everyone pray in his house. Allahu Akbar.